Welcome back. The sound of Penn State students gathered in downtown State College, Pennsylvania, Sunday night. Students also gathered at Yale, the Naval Academy in Annapolis, outside the White House, on the Boston Common. Yesterday, we heard from some 9/11 families uneasy with celebration of death, a sentiment many of you appreciated. Others, like Rob Nislick, wrote, "Peaceably assembling to celebrate the death of the perpetrator of the worst attack on American soil is justified." Well, college students are also debating the reaction to Osama bin Laden's death. They were 8, 9, 10 when he attacked the U.S. That's why they're called Generation 9/11. Their grandparents practiced duck and cover, hiding under their desks from a nuclear attack that never came in the 50s. Generation 9/11 grew up with a real attack, threat levels, and airport screenings. Osama bin Laden was their boogeyman. So what does it mean that he's died? Yesterday, Boston University held a coffee and conversation gathering hosted by BU Dean of Students Ken Elmore, who kicked things off by asking them how many had gone out and celebrated the night before.
So I'm just going to start it off by asking, first off, show of hands, anybody go? Anybody check some of that out? So I'm looking around, it looks to me about a third of the people in here were in some way out. What was that about?
I'm Megan Faulkner. I actually didn't really go out last night, but I kept seeing tons and tons of people going and wasn't really sure where they were going. And one thing that I noticed was that a lot of people didn't really seem to, like, have – they all looked really tired, and no one really looked, like, that emotional about it. It almost seemed like a lot of people were going because they were like, oh, there's a rally. I should just go. And I think for me personally, I was just really, I guess, sad that – the last 10 years of my life, and, you know, I had just started 7th grade when September 11th happened, and the last 10 years have been marked by so much violence and war and destruction, and it's just profoundly sad to me that we don't really know how to process this, and we don't really know how to do anything other than, you know, celebrate someone's death while the wars are still going on and people are still dying, and this isn't really ending anything.
My name is Santiago Gomez. I'm a sophomore in the College of Arts and Sciences. Last night was a sense of closure. I remember sitting down on my desk in elementary school in 5th grade, and all of a sudden our school gets shut down. We have SWAT teams coming in, and then I get released and enter my house, and the first image that I see is the second tower falling. And I've been scarred just like every other individual who was close to that 9/11 region. And for me, last night was about closure. Me running outside was a sense of relief. I wasn't celebrating a man's death. I was celebrating the fact that there is a little bit of hope in the future.
Hope for what?
A freer and safer future across the world.
So the last few times I've seen something like this, it was Red Sox winning the World Series. And the election of Barack Obama. How's this rate? These are the last three times we've seen groups of people in Boston, particularly college students, I would say, en masse, jump out into a street. Where's this on the emotional spectrum?
My name is Amelie Studley. I'm a sophomore. For me, it was an absolutely astounding night. Because it wasn't about a sports team's winning, and it wasn't about your presidential candidate winning. There was no sense of division. It wasn't even just we are Americans. It is that we are the world, and this man who was responsible for the deaths of thousands of innocent people is gone.
Jeff
Stein.
I think every single person who went down to the common and chanted USA needs to be ashamed of themselves. Here's why. At this point, far more civilians have been killed at the hands of American troops than died on 9/11. And we have bin Laden being killed by the U.S. I could give a crap about bin Laden. Like, I could give a crap whether he's alive or dead. But we have people going out and chanting, USA, USA, bin Laden said. At what cost? No one gives a about, like, the hundreds of thousands of people who have been killed, the drone attacks that killed 25 people in Pakistan just last week. This is what we're talking about. And we have people cheering in the streets. Because terrorism's over, because we beat terrorism. Terrorism isn't coming from bin Laden. It comes because the U.S. has consistently seen it as its right and its duty to invade foreign countries and decide what to do. I'm disgusted.
Hi, I'm Nicole Guerra. I'm a sophomore, and I was watching the Celebrity Apprentice last night, and you can all judge me. I don't care. I love my reality TV. But it was like 10 minutes before I was supposed to find out who got fired, and I see this little blurb that comes up, and it says, President Obama is supposed to be making this important announcement. And my initial reaction was, is this going to be something about his birth certificate? Because I believe you. I don't care. I believe you. Please just let me know who got fired so I can go to sleep with peace. But no, the NBC anchors come on and they announce that Osama bin Laden had been killed. And my first thought was, oh, because I didn't know what was actually going to change. I know it's like the socially acceptable thing right now for me to be like, yes, we got him, all this stuff. And you know, a little, I am. But I'm really feeling conflicted. Is anyone else just as confused as I am? Because I will admit it, I don't know.
My name is Catherine Young, and I'm a junior. Before I continue, I just want to predicate everything by saying that I'm not an American citizen, and I'm kind of just looking at this from the outside in. Like most people, I know where I was. You know, when 9/11 happened, I was 11 years old. It was my first day of high school. I'd never been to the U.S. The Twin Towers to me were the Central Bank buildings in Port of Spain, in Trinidad. And I think, for me, my problem with all of these rallies and gatherings, I felt very outside. Someone mentioned, you know, that nationalism, you know, essentially breeds this distinction from the other. And for me, not being a U.S. citizen, I felt like I was on the outside. I felt like I was not part of the collective that was allowed to feel anything about this. On the one hand, I want to identify with this great mass joy and this feeling that something has happened, that something is going to change, but I can't because I don't see it that way. You have to now think about what the possible retaliation may be, what's going to happen, who's going to be hurt now, because at the end of the day, this is still a war, and we've made our move, and now we just have to wait for them to make theirs.
Aditya Rudra. I went to the Commons too to yell to the world and to all my friends that I love America and I'm not ashamed of it because I was born in India and I was raised for several years in Saudi Arabia and I know what it's like and I know that if I was in Libya or if I was in Syria, I could not get up out of my dorm and march to the Boston Commons. I would not be able to take a picture with the police officer that I did on the way. I might get shot. And I would not have the opportunities that I have today. And I know and I appreciate the people who told me to be ashamed of myself because you're right. The United States has done a lot of things wrong. But we can talk about it. I'll meet a few of you later if you want. And I'll make a list of ways that we can all do 5 things to push for the troops to withdraw after this. Because we can say the war on terror is over now. And that's why I marched. That's why I went to Boston Commons to say that my country's not perfect, but I live here and I love it.
One of many students at yesterday's coffee and conversation discussion at Boston University about the significance of Osama bin Laden's death. We'll have pictures and video at hereandnow.org, where we'd always love to hear from you. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.